Hello and welcome to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and superhero seeker, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is In Search of the Black Female Superhero. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. Back in the day, I was a big fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Xena the Warrior Princess. My friends knew not to call me when those shows were on. I'd be ensconced in front of the TV watching Buffy and the Scoobies patrol the Sunnydale Hellmouth. And who, I ask you, who was more badass than Lucy Lawless? Perhaps in her case, I'm just biased towards women with alliterative names. Lucy Lawless, Leanne Lord. You see, I can always find a way to make it all about me. That's my gift. My personal superpower, if you will. Pardon me while I put on my cape. My affinity for female superheroes isn't new. If we go way, way back in the day, I thought my silver bracelets were every bit as powerful as Wonder Woman's. She had a golden lasso, I had some yellow clothesline. Linda Carter was cute, but I thought the only thing she might have on me was her invisible jet. But even that to me was just a matter of time since I was carefully saving and investing my allowance. And then, of course, there's Storm. Cue the orchestra and flash the lightning. Storm is one of the X-Men. She's a beautiful, elegant African woman with the power to control the weather. Halle Berry played her in the movies. Personally, I thought the part should have gone to Angela Bassett, and by Angela Bassett, I mean me. But alas, I was not in the running for the role. So, there's Storm, and then there's... Where are all the black female superheroes? It would seem Storm is also Highlander. Can there really be only one? In frustration, but not really expecting an answer, I asked my dad if he knew of any black female superheroes, and without missing a beat, he said, "You mean besides your mother?" When I stopped laughing, I realized he had a point. When I was growing up, our house was the Hall of Justice, and it was easy to believe my mother had special powers. With super strength, she went to work every day while also running a household and taking care of her family. My mother had the power to transform. She was daughter, sister, wife, mother, aunt, teacher, nurse, cook, disciplinarian, friend, and now insanely proud great-grandmother. My mom didn't need Buffy's wooden stake to battle demons. The exercising power of her black leather belt did just fine. My mother didn't need Wonder Woman's truth lasso. She could tell you were lying just by looking at you. Aided, of course, by the all-seeing, all-knowing eyes in the back of her head. Xena's war whoop was a whimper compared to my mother calling after you in her mixed Jamaican-American accent. And woe be unto you if she had to call your name more than once. And so it would seem that my search for a black female superhero begins and ends with She Who Bore Me. But does it? For most of my life, I thought my mother could do it all. But the truth is, she's only human, and doing it all comes at a price. The years she spent being everything to everyone left her exhausted, and now that she is on what she calls the downside of her mountain, she doesn't always have the energy to do some of the things she might like to do just for herself. As she often says, the mind is willing, but the body is weak. And so now, without preamble or ceremony, our roles are slowly reversing. There are some days, and by some I mean all, when I feel like the greatest American hero, like I've been given powers I didn't ask for and have no idea how to use. I fear I will be John Connor at the end of Terminator 3 when a panicked voice on the other end of the phone says, "Who's in charge?" And John reluctantly says, "I am." This is nowhere near as easy as Buffy, Xena, Wonder Woman, Storm, or my mother made it look. It occurs to me now that some of the most admired superheroes never asked to be one. They are extraordinary because they rise to the occasion. As we used to say, she put a H on her chest and she handled it. I see now that it's all fun and games until you realize that true superpower is using your talents for others, realizing that it's not all about you. But it's not all about everyone else, either. The true mastery is finding the balance between helping others without losing yourself, something that all women, super or not, seem to struggle with. Is it even possible? I don't know. And more importantly, can I do it while wearing a cape? Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma. Visit my website, veryfunnylady.com. Join my mailing list to find out more about blogs, blogcasts, and to learn about upcoming live stand-up comedy shows. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.